Hi, this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Doug Bernard reporting. President Donald Trump has used his first address to the UN General Assembly on Tuesday to denounce rogue regimes, which he describes as the scourge of the planet. He singled out North Korea and denounced those who trade with Pyongyang despite its nuclear and missile threats.
It is an outrage that some nations would not only trade with such a regime, but would arm, supply, and financially support a country that imperils the world with nuclear conflict.
Mr. Trump said if threatened, the United States is prepared to, quote, totally destroy North Korea. He also took aim at Iran, which he described as a reckless regime that threatens death and destruction.
We cannot let a murderous regime continue these destabilizing activities while building dangerous missiles, and we cannot abide by an agreement if it provides cover for the eventual construction of a nuclear program.
He also had sharp words for Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and also denounced Cuba for its destabilizing and, quote, corrupt behavior.
My administration recently announced that we will not lift sanctions on the Cuban government until it makes fundamental reforms.
President Donald Trump speaking at the United Nations General Assembly. Togo's opposition has boycotted a parliamentary vote on a two-term limit for presidents, forcing the matter into a referendum. The boycott was prompted by a provision that appears to exempt incumbent Faure Gnassingbé, who has ruled since 2005 when his father died. This is VOA.